Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 2, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. HSBC grants its first green loan in Hong Kong. HSBC has granted its first green loan to a climate mitigation technology firm, fighting global warming by financing clients' emissions reduction projects. Brancas launches multi-bank API for instant account opening. Indonesia-based open finance service provider Brancas has announced a new feature enabling instant bank account opening as an embedded finance experience on third-party applications. Swan introduces local IBANs in Europe. France-based banking-as-a-service provider Swan has decided to introduce local IBANs in European countries such as Germany and France. Westpac turns to AWS for hybrid cloud strategy. Westpac, an Australia-based banking group, has turned to Amazon Web Services, AWS, to support its hybrid cloud strategy. Adyen embeds Click to Pay within its interface. Global fintech platform Adyen has announced that it developed the Click to Pay experience into its online checkout flow in all available markets. DoorDash launches co-branded credit card with Chase. US-based food and mobility services DoorDash has launched its first credit card with Chase to provide customers the opportunity to earn cashback when spending. Kashish partners with Visa, Plaid and Stripe. US-based Kashish has announced its partnership with digital payment brands, Visa, Plaid and Stripe to improve consumer purchasing power. Modern Treasury supports global ACH to offer lower-cost cross-border payments. US-based payments platform Modern Treasury has announced the support for global ACH, a payment service that enables lower-cost cross-border payments for customers. Payfair partners Upside to offer cashback rewards. US-based retail technology company Upside and Canada-based Payfair, a fintech offering instant payout and digital banking, have partnered to integrate Upside promotions in Payfair's Dasher Direct app. GoDaddy and WorldPay from FIS to bring omnicommerce solution to SMEs. GoDaddy and WorldPay from FIS have partnered to enable SMEs to sell through online marketplaces with Commerce 360, an omnicommerce solution. Quantifind raises $23 million MLN and signs 4 large banks as clients. U.S.-based fraud prevention company Quantifind has secured $23 million in funding after signing deals with multiple financial institutions, government entities, and others. Identfi partners with Residenture to automate KYC compliance. Lithuania-based identity verification company Identfi has teamed up with digital auction platform Residenture to ensure a secure onboarding process for the latter's auction applicants. Binance-branded stablecoin lost $6 million BLN in outflow. Investors have pulled more than $6 billion out of the Binance-branded BUSD stablecoin in the past month, showing that a recent U.S. regulatory crackdown on crypto is putting pressure on the exchange. Modern Treasury takes on SWIFT with Global ACH. Modern Treasury has unveiled Global ACH, a service enabling users to send cross-border payments leveraging local rails. Financial Cloud Summit 2023. Exponential change is coming. Kicking off Finextra's inaugural Financial Cloud Summit, former Dragon's Den Dragon Piers Linney, entrepreneur and investor, founder and CEO of Moblox, set the scene for the day, focusing on cloud strategy, migration and optimization. BIS invites comments on ISO 20022 harmonization proposals. The Bank for International Settlements has opened a consultation on proposals to harmonize the use of the ISO 20022 financial messaging standard in cross-border payments transfers. Dogs Trust launches debit card with fintech currency to boost donations. Dogs Trust, one of the UK's largest animal welfare charities, has launched a debit card in partnership with Currency, enabling members to make charitable donations each time they spend at home or abroad, helping raise vital funds for the charity to help dogs in need. NEC Croatia and PBZ Card form strategic payments partnership. PBZ Card D.O.O. and NEC Croatia D.O.O. have announced a new strategic partnership for payment card acceptance at the point of sale, POS, starting from March 1. Adyen integrates Click to Pay with an online payment interface. Adyen, AMS. Adyen, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading businesses, announces that it has become the first to embed the Click to Pay experience into its online checkout flow in all available markets. MasterCard brings Google Pay to Kuwait. MasterCard, a leading technology company in the global payments industry, has collaborated with Google to launch Google Pay in Kuwait, strengthening digital payment capabilities in the country. African-focused FCA-approved digital escrow service Truzo launches. Truzo, the first African-focused FCA-approved digital escrow service, officially launches in the UK this week. FCA to tackle competition problems in market data sector. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority is promising an overhaul of the market data sector after a study found a lack of competition was hindering the UK's attractiveness to international investors. Why did Euronext drop bid to acquire Allfunds? Confusion reigns over Euronext's decision to pull out of a $5.5 billion bid for B2B wealth tech platform Allfunds. Woot Callis joins Broadridge as Asia-Pacific Asset Management Head. Global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, announces the appointment of Woot Callis as Head of Asia-Pacific for Broadridge Asset Management Solutions. DOCS Tribute moves into digital signing market. London-based reg-tech startup DOCS Tribute has launched DSIGN, a digital signing solution leveraging the power of distributed ledger technology and the existing infrastructure of flagship product DSEND. FundGuard clients to get automated end-of-day market prices from SIX. SIX, the global financial information provider, today announced its partnership with FundGuard, the cloud-native and multi-asset class investment accounting platform to deliver global pricing, market and reference data to asset managers, asset owners, and asset servicers. Belvo launches its payments initiation solution with Pix. Belvo, a Latin America-based open finance platform, has launched its payment initiation solution as a central bank regulated entity. Nathone partners Aileron to improve anti-fraud measures. Machine learning-based fraud prevention company Nathone has partnered with financial software solutions and services provider Aileron. Shufti Pro achieves ISO, IEC 27001:2013 certification. Identity verification platform Shufti Pro has received ISO, IEC 27001:2013 certification in its journey to develop a risk-free digital world for businesses. Sustainability fintechs Ecolytic and U Impact join forces. Sustainable investment solution provider U-Impact has joined forces with specialized green banking software provider Ecolytic to introduce innovative sustainable investment products to a wider branch of private investors. InvestCloud upgrades white platform. InvestCloud, the global leader in digital transformation for the financial industry with over $6 trillion in assets, has today announced the release of the next evolution of InvestCloud White, called InvestCloud White FMB+. FlowW Markets wins FCA approval for delivery of private market ecosystem. Flow Markets Limited has recently received Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, authorization, which allows the launch of an innovative private market investment service that aims to be the world's first global private market ecosystem. Financial Cloud Summit 2023. ChatGPT says banks should be multi-cloud. Cloud migration is a major part of the financial industry today. Traditional banks and emerging fintechs are in process of transitioning online to cloud services to become scalable, agile, and operate at a higher level. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.